This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, and welcome to the 100th show of my podcast. That's right, boys and girls, we've hit 100 full-length shows of this particular podcast. Yes, I've actually done many more than that because of the bonus shows, but for the full-length shows, the interviews and the stand-up comedy presentations, this is the 100th full-length show. Now, I wanted to do something different to celebrate the listeners of the show. So I went to comics, old employees, and other regular listeners and asked them about the podcast that they listen to on a regular basis, and it'll be interesting to hear their response. So sit back and enjoy this. Hey, great news. We're just starting off our third season, and I'm going to do things a little different. I've put together some comedy roundtables with multiple comics all talking about comedy entertainment at once. It'll be fun. It'll be interesting. Stay tuned for that. All right. Here comes our tribute to the stand-up comedy, your host and MC, listeners. And here's comic magician Ken Garr. Hey, Ken, thanks for listening to the podcast. You've heard both the stand-up and the interviews?
Yeah, I have, actually.
And if you have a preference, do you kind of like the interviews where you get to hear people talking about
their career? For me, it's great. So I get to hear guys that I haven't seen for a while or kind of catch up with where they're at. And so it's more fun for me. I mean, some of the guys have heard their bits before, so then that's great, too. But I love hearing what's going on with them personally. That's more fun for me.
Yeah, and me too. For me to connect with the comics again after all these years is just been such a value to my life. But I appreciate you saying that. I don't know if you've had a chance to catch any of the Audience of One bonus shows, the little Wednesday releases.
No, I haven't had a chance for those yet. No, not yet.
Well, but if you get a chance, check them out. They're kind of short and fun. You said you've heard a couple of the interviews, a couple of the shows, including your own interview. Did you have a favorite?
The first one I listened to. Mine.
Yours? Well, that's your favorite. Good, good.
Well, yeah, you know, actually it was. I liked all of the ones I heard. I liked them also, but it just brought up so many memories, just, you know, talking about those days and just really it continues to be a big part of my life. But it was such a central part of my life back then, for sure.
Well,
you know,
I know that in our interview, and just to update the audience listening for this 100th episode, you were not just one of the road comics that came in and worked a week, you know, two or three times a year. Even though you were out of Santa Rosa, you were considered one of our regulars, and you worked the Magic Hat Bar on a weekly basis. You did many of the shows on stage, but you also did my concerts, my TV show. You were really a staple of entertainment for me as a producer. So thank you for that. But talking about that on the interview really, like you said, brought up a lot of memories and a lot of joy that you and I had a chance to share in over those years. So I could totally see why that would be your favorite episode. I would say the same thing, but that would be wrong.
Damn it.
Yeah, you and I have a different relationship than I have with a lot of the other professional entertainers, and I just want to say thanks. I appreciate it, and so glad that it continues. I mean, we still we've worked together in the last few years, and hopefully we can continue to do so. As we go forward in the podcast, do you have any advice, anything you'd like to hear, or any changes I should make?
No, just keep doing it, man. You know, I think the few that I've heard, they actually got better, I think, you know, as you went. You're a good interviewer, so, keep it up, man. Keep up the good work and hang in there, and I love them.
Oh, well, thanks so much, Ken, and I appreciate you contributing to this special 100th episode. We'll be talking soon, all right, buddy?
You got it.
All right, bye.
See ya.
And this is Steve Bruner, professional and terrifically clean, fun road comic. He's still working. It's exciting to have him here as part of our 100th episode. Hey, Steve, I know you've listened to several of the podcasts. Have you had a preference towards the interviews or the stand-up ones?
Wow, you really have me parse those. I was going to say that some of the interview ones, I was really interested in some of the great stories, but the stand-up ones were also surprising, because I think when I did mine, you kind of combined both and interviewed me and then put the stand-up out there. So when I just heard the interviews and when I just heard the stand-up ones, I was like, oh, this is just entertaining. Right on. I never heard that routine before. That's great. So, yeah. So nice going on the picking.
Well, it was, you know, for me, the interviews are really special because I get a chance to reconnect with old friends, and it brings up stories and situations that I had forgotten. And and you and I had a terrific interview. And of course,
We had a great interview, if I do say so myself. I've listened to it half a dozen times, and it is amazing every time.
Well, we also have a deeper connection than a lot of comics, and that we've still worked together. You've done a couple of fundraisers for me and stuff. Now, on the podcast, have you happened to catch any of the short bonus shows?
I have not caught the bonus shows yet, other than the first one that you sent me, and it was a lot of fun. I guess I don't know why, we were just talking about it before the interview, that I'm fairly busy now that people are coming back from whatever this thing is. So I haven't listened to as many podcasts as I used to, but it's on my list of things to do. It's number 11.
Well, I'm just glad that not only are you a good friend and one of the people that had a terrific interview and has provided sets for the comedy side, that you continue to be a listener. Now, I know you've heard several shows. Were there any that were a favorite or anything that you were looking kind of forward to?
Well, there were... it's funny that your friends, some of your friends, you know a lot more of the comedians that you book than I do, but I have some friends that I started with that you interviewed, Stan Sellers, to name one for certain. And it was just great to hear, you know, his side, which I thought I knew, and the way he brought it forth. So that was one of my favorites, because I talk to Stan every week, and it's just nice to chat and
share their story. And what's interesting is you and Stan are great friends, and as you said, you still talk every week. And yet, in his interview, there was information that you weren't aware of. And I think that's one of the fun things about the interviews, is that we take it a little bit deeper, not serious, but we take it a little bit deeper on.
No, you don't know my blood type.
Exactly. But why somebody got into comedy?
I don't know if it said on there that I met Stan at your club.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
I don't. Stan, and I forget if we went through it or whatever, but Stan's the first guy that I ever saw. We played Stockton, actually, and Stockton was so new that the pans still had the stickers on them. You'd bought new pans, and he peeled the pans and washed them. I go, what the hell are you going to do with those? And he's like, I'm going to cook. What do you think I'm doing with them? And he was the first comedian I'd ever seen that brought spices in little bags to cook up his fish. So we ended up being friends because he cooked, and I did KP because he made me dinner.
Oh, man, that's a great story. Awesome. I hadn't heard that. Well, I could see why listening to his interview would be a little extra special. Well, that's cool. Thanks for sharing that, Steve. Now, any advice for the future podcast?
No, I hope you just keep having fun and getting to know a few more people and letting us know them. You know, your questions are so far been pretty good. You let people have their own head of steam, and I think any comic you interview probably has a lot to say. So corralling them is probably the hardest part of the deal. But
well,
and I thought it would have been corralling you, Scott, to be honest.
Yeah, I've got the gift of gab, that's for sure.
Maybe. I would say that's the side you err on, that's for sure.
Hey, thanks. Cool. So much for being a podcast listener. Thanks so much for being a terrific professional comic. And most importantly, thanks for being a very good friend of mine.
Back at you, Scott. I appreciate our friendship and thanks for talking to me. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks. And now we're lucky to have a good friend, a longtime acquaintance and a longtime listener to the podcast. He's a scientific engineer solving real world problems, and it's just an honor to have him as a listener to the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Steve Barnett. Hey, Steve.
Hey, you doing? Thanks so much. Great to be on.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you helping celebrate the 100th full show for the podcast. We're going into our third season, and we wanted to kind of pick the brain of those that are helping out and listening on a regular basis. Now, I know you've heard several episodes. Do you prefer the interviews, or do you like the straight stand-up ones?
I typically prefer the interviews. Well, I guess in terms of from where I'm sitting, I like interviews, but then I end up talking way too much, so it almost becomes like stand-up.
Yeah, it does. Have you had a chance to hear any of the short bonus shows that appear every other Wednesday?
I've caught up some of them, yes.
Definitely. Yeah, did you find those distracting in a short little burst of laughter or just annoying?
No. It's always good fun. You got to have fun. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's really the point. It's so funny because a lot of people are always asking, what pain are you trying to fix with your listeners? I go, nothing. It's pure entertainment. It's supposed to just be fun, right?
That's it. You got to enjoy life.
Exactly. Now, I don't know. I'm putting you on the spot a little bit. There's no right or wrong answer. Have you had a favorite episode or favorite interview?
You know what? I'm hesitant to say if I've had a favorite episode, so I'm going to defer on that answer. So.
Well, I'm going to take that as the creator that you're enjoying many of them.
Yes.
Take the positive side. Well, I sure appreciate your valuable time. As I move forward into the third season of this podcast as a regular listener, any suggestions, any thing you want to hear, anything to help the market the show as we move forward?
No, just keep it going. Keep doing what you're doing. And, the bottom line is the more of us that hear from each other and talk to each other, I mean, the better things are going to be in our society. And especially these days, times are tough with COVID and all the issues associated with that. So, we need to be able to hear different viewpoints and what people are doing. And just keep it going.
Well, I appreciate that. And I think you're right. It is, it's meant to be a positive distraction from some of the everyday worries that we have. And much like you out there solving real world problems using your scientific engineering and your ultra sensitive microscopes and air analyzers, it always impresses me what you're involved in. But I think that you hit the nail on the head with everything that negative that seems to be out there. It's nice to have a little break now and then.
That's it. We have to, we have to have a break. And as difficult as things can be at times these days, you always need to take a breath and just enjoy life.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. All right. Well, thanks, Steve. Appreciate you doing this.
You bet. Thanks. Take care.
And hey, now we have John Pate. He's out of Tennessee. He's still a working stand-up comic and a novelist. He's just released Tears of the Guggenhof. Did I say that right?
Well, Guggenhof.
Guggenhof. Okay, let's get that right. Look for his novel, Tears of the Guggenhof. And you've also been a listener to the podcast. I want to thank you for that. Have you preferred
the great show?
Oh, thank you. Have you enjoyed the interview shows or the stand-up shows? Do you have a preference?
Well, I like both of them because when I actually did the interview part of it, that was just great being able to talk about the golden age of comedy. But then when I hear the stand-up, the different guys who are performing on stage, it brings back all the memories of when we were doing the shows there and what a great time it was down there in Firehouse Alley.
Oh, yeah. And you're right. The stand-up, even though it's a bit dated, not only for me is it still funny, I think funny is funny. But yeah, it brings back, like you said, memories of great times. And that's kind of the point of why I do the podcast, but I appreciate you saying it. Now, there's a few bonus shows I do every other Wednesday that are short versions. Have you heard any of those?
I haven't heard any yet. Like you said, I have just moved to Tennessee, and the last 6 months we've been getting settled and just trying to normalize things here. So now I think I'm about ready to start living kind of comfortably down here.
Well, that's great. And Tennessee is a beautiful place to live. I've had a couple friends move that way. Well, be sure to check out the bonus shows. Now, on the interviews and the stand-up, have any of the shows stood out for you? Did you have a favorite or somebody you enjoyed hearing?
I enjoyed Diane Nichols, because I used to love to work with Diane.
Yeah, that she does some great comedy, and the sets of hers from back in the day, a lot of people don't know, Diane came up the ranks with people like Jay Leno and David Letterman, and she has had a chance to do a lot of TV shots, but she never got the fame and fortune. And her stand-up comedies, you can hear on the stand-up shows, fresh and funny, but it's from a comedian's point of view, which is so important to offset and balance the almost all male shows. So I've always thought she was a great addition. I'm glad that you felt the same way.
Yeah, it's really enjoyable, and everybody has a little nugget, something that you remember from performing there, and just a little thing where you go, oh, yep, that brings back memories. Oh, yep, I remember that. You know, and you had the multiple clubs. You had the club out at Birdcage, and you had obviously the one in Stockton for a little while. And I mean, I enjoyed every single one of your places and just every single thing I did up there.
Oh, well, thanks, John. It was great having you work for me. You worked for me a lot back in those days, and you've gone on to, as I've mentioned, fame and fortune as a continuing as a comic. I also know you were really involved with Red Skelton and his paintings and artwork. You've done some of your own artwork. You've done some song parodies that were very fun. In fact, I featured them on my podcast. And now your novel, it's exciting to hear that you have so many talents, John, and sharing them with the world. Good job.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. I don't feel like I can sit still. I think I would stagnate, and I would really, really get bored and start to feel my age. I'm old enough as it is, and I just don't want to age. Yeah.
Well, staying busy will do that. Well, thanks for being a regular listener. Do you have any advice for future shows?
I just want to get live shows back again. The one thing that was classic and great about the golden era was what you did early on, and that was the three comic show. You had the opener, you had the middle act, and you had a headliner. And the fact that people got a variety of three comics on a show, and that standard feature where the first comic would kind of focus their attention, the second comic would be kind of your novice comedian, but he's kind of your journeyman comedian. And then that headliner, everybody knew from television, and everybody knew as kind of a household name. And those were the things I believe that your audiences appreciated back then. And so that's the thing I wish would come back. I wish that would come back to the clubs again.
Well, I of course, I'm out of the club end of it, but I appreciate you saying that, John, and I agree. Yeah. Hey, thanks for being a part of the 100th episode, and continued success. And give them the name of your novel once more.
It's entitled Tears of Gaduhav, Gaduhav.
It's an Indian word that means village, ladies and gentlemen. I learned that. So be sure to check out his novel. Hey, thanks, John, for doing this. Talk to you
soon.
Thank
you, Scott.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
And now, not only a very important person in my life, like my little sister, but she was also there at the beginning of Laughs Unlimited, my chain of comedy clubs, one of my earliest managers / MCs / comics. She's done it all. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Lynn Stobener. Hey, Lynn, how's it going?
Hello. Everything's going good. How about you, Scott?
Well, I'm so excited. I'm putting together the 100th full episode of the podcast, and you were there in the beginning. In fact, you did the interview and acted as the host for an interview of me and your brother, Bob, who started the club. And I thought that went really well. Everybody in the listening audience, if you want to hear the history of Laughs Unlimited, go back to some of the earlier podcasts, and there's some great stuff where Lynn is the host and Bob and I are the guest or victims.
Yeah, I still think I could have done that better, but you know, I'm not used to this whole podcast hosting thing. So.
Well, we all learn as we go. Trust me, I've gotten better as I go. Hopefully the audience thinks that. So there's been a series of both interview shows and stand-up comedy shows. I know you've been busy, but in the earlier runs, you've heard several. Was there anything that stood out or that you particularly like about either the stand-up or the interview shows?
Well, I like to listen to, you know, all the, not old comics, but comics from, you know, when we had, or when, you know, when we had the club, because, you know, not only were they coming to do stand-up, but we developed some pretty good friendships along the way with all these great people. So it's fun to hear them again and just see what they've been up to over the years, see if they've continued in comedy, if they've branched out, if they've decided to become accountants. You know, that kind of thing.
Well, you touched on something that's really important. There was a certain set of them that we would take bowling or out on the boat, or in the, you played touch football with Dave Coulier several times. I mean, we did make some pretty strong
that
friendships.
A little wrong. It was actually flag football. And there was very little touching.
Well, still, to hang out with, and of course he wasn't famous then, but Dave Coulier, I mean, he even was at my bachelor party. So, I mean, the relationships we built in those early days when we were all young and new, it's great to be able to reconnect with those people. And I'm glad that you've enjoyed the interview shows, but I think some of the stand-up comedy shows really hold up. If you've heard those, I mean, you still laugh, right? They're still funny.
Oh yeah. You know, sometimes I'm like laughing at it as like in memory, like, cause I remember it back then. And then sometimes it's like, oh yeah, this is still relevant. It still cracks me up. It's very interesting listening to them, but very enjoyable.
Yeah. I think that's a good point that, sometimes the material was written for that era, the 80s or 90s, but a lot of it I think still works today. I mean, funny is funny. Being able to have the sets that we recorded for the TV show and the concerts, and remember we did the shows at the California State Fair. I mean, we did a lot of projects outside outside of the comedy club, and you were involved in all of them.
Yes, except for I don't remember the state fair, so I was either involved or I've just totally wiped it out of my mind, or really drunk, or I don't know.
Well, it's easy to forget the state fair, but I might have left you in charge of the club while I took some comics over and entertained some showgoers.
Yeah, that's sounding familiar. Yeah, that's it.
So you were saying that you've listened to a lot. I was going to ask what your favorite show was, but when we were chatting before, you had mentioned you just heard Carlos Alazraki. Did you enjoy that interview?
Well, I very much so, but it's also very, it's a very cool story that, you know, Carlos started, he went to Sac State, then he started at Laugh, you know, and Bob was at Laugh. And then Carlos went on to, you know, this amazing career, does a lot of voiceovers for cartoons. My brother got married, had two wonderful children, one of them, Kyle, who became an animator. And it turns out now that Kyle is animating the series that Carlos is doing the one of the voices. So it's just a very cool full circle moment that just I just really like that. It just is makes me smile.
No, I think that's great that you brought that up. I did mention that in the interview with Carlos, but Kyle's my godson. He is a very talented animator, and he's working on the cartoon show Casa Grande. And Carlos Alazraki, who has done everything from the Taco Bell Chihuahua through several cartoons to now he's one of the main voices on Casa Grande. And the fact that they're both working on the same project, 40 years almost after Carlos started working at our club as an MC opening act. I mean, just crazy, but great memory. And I'm glad that you made that connection. Hey, well, thanks for being a listener. I think we're going to convince you to be on one of our comedy roundtable shows this season. And just want to say thanks for being a big part of my life, the Laughs Unlimited life, and this podcast.
All right. Thank you.
And now it's Mark Yaffe, road comic extraordinaire and one of the few very talented American Indian comics. Thanks so much for being a regular listener, Mark. Do you seem to prefer the interview shows or the stand-up comedy shows?
I like a good mix, to be honest. I mean, I've heard both. I really love the Amazing Jonathan show. The Mark Yaffe show wasn't bad. You know, I put that
the Mark Yaffe interview
top 100.
Yeah, the Mark Yaffe interview was amazing, and then Amazing Jonathan was a good one. So yeah, there's nothing wrong with liking your own. It's been such a joy to do, but I appreciate that you would like both the interview and the stand-up shows because I think it mixes it up. And I was.
Yes.
Have you heard any of the bonus shows?
I did a couple months ago, but you know I can't remember what I had for lunch yesterday.
Well, I was just going to say, if most people hadn't heard them, if you'd heard a couple, at least you heard them.
Yeah.
But the bonus shows are meant to be about a 5-6 minute. You know, here's some comedy, and you've actually done one for me, so I know you're aware of it, but if you get a chance, check them out. But I appreciate that you're listening. Now, have you had a favorite show, or was it just yours and Amazing Jonathan? Those were you mentioned that right off the bat. I thought the Jonathan interview was good.
Amazing Jonathan definitely stuck out in my head. I mean, the history behind him and what he's been through, and you were able to walk us through from, you know, he remembered so much detail about the coming to laugh. And, you talked about when you guys had the boat and the comedy car. And just I love the whole slice of life. And part of the joy of comedy is not only getting to do it, but getting to the other experiences where we hang out with great owners like you or have some, adventures, whether it's hiking or going out in the river. So, I love behind the curtain stuff. So the more that you do, the better. And, getting to hear some of the old stand-up stuff from some of the classics from back in the last one. It's amazing how well you preserved those, that audio sounded great. And that's 30 years ago.
Yeah. And thank you for saying so. I did want to point out to the listening audience that you and I still work together to this day, but that in the Laughs Unlimited Comedy Club days, you came along pretty late in the mid to late 90s, right before I sold.
In 99, I caught the tail end of the Scott Edwards dynasty.
But that's why I bet the interviews, when you're hearing about the stuff that the comics were dealing with in the 80s and 90s, even has a bigger impact.
Well, yeah, in a way I missed out on that. So it's a great way to kind of, take a peek behind the curtain of the early days. I was a late bloomer. I didn't start till I was like 37. So.
Well, you were having so much fun as a DMV driving instructor.
Oh, they could barely pry me loose from that DMV counter. It just took all the energy I could manage.
You've heard a few different podcasts. Any advice for the future as we go into our third season?
I'd say I'd like to hear maybe a few more female comedians. I don't think that's... I've heard one or two. I mean, I know we got the Sue Murphys and some of the old, Paula Powell, the ones that came through the club. I mean, especially women, what they had to go through, what they still put up with, in a male dominated industry. I think you have a good insight on that and you'll have the right questions to ask on that. But no, just keep doing what you're doing. That's why, when I'm on the road a lot, just pick up a rental car, I got the phone ready. And if I'm getting static on the radio on the way to Poplar, Montana, I can still hear, stand-up comedy, your host and MC.
Oh, I love that. And that's a great way to do it. Well, thanks for sharing your thoughts, Mark. Good luck out there on the road. Drive safe. And appreciate all you did for the club. Even though it was only the last couple of years I was there, we still get to work together. And I appreciate all your support. Thanks, buddy.
Well, thank you. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Hey, and this is Stan Sellers. He is famous for being a voice actor, and you're still doing that on a regular basis, right, Stan?
I am. I just did a gig this morning. I was working on American Horror Story,
And actually, it's been a pretty busy week, pretty busy month. So,
well, that's good considering a lot of our peers in entertainment have been kind of lacking in business the last year and a half. It's really good to hear somebody that's stayed steady in their art form. Now, you're also a regular listener to the podcast. I want to say thank you for that. And as part of the 100th show, I had a couple questions. So when you've listened, have you had a preference between the interview shows and the stand-up shows?
I like the interview shows because I'm always finding out something new about some of these guys that I've worked with over the past 30, 40 years, how they got started in the business, who were their inspiration, some of the clubs they work, and I get to find out what they're doing now because, you know, let's face it, we don't get out and schmooze like we used to at the club. So that's always nice.
Yeah, it's great to catch up and kind of find out how people are doing. But I think that's a great answer.
I listened to one. That was Alex Valdez. And
oh,
he was
in
fine form. he was in fine form. After having not been on stage. Well, actually, he does get on stage, I think, once a year, he said. His wife does a benefit, a little fundraiser for the organization she works for. And he'll get up and either MC or do about 5 or 10 minutes. So he pulled some stuff out from the old days, and it was just like the old days. So
yeah,
that was great.
And I really appreciated the fact that he, like you said, he's not doing it for a living anymore, and yet he was able to pull out some entertainment for our audience. So everybody out there, if you get a chance, look for the bonus show by Alex Valdez. Very funny. Now, I know you've listened to a number of shows. Have you had a favorite one or one that kind of stands out?
Well, I just listened to the one for Mo Betterman and Sacramento favorite. I think you even called him somewhat of a icon around Sacramento, who used to do the Mo Betterman show down at Old Ironsides for years, which was sort of, it was like a talk show. He came out and did a monologue. He had some skits. He did had comics on, whoever was performing in town at one of your clubs. We'd usually go down on a Wednesday. That was really nice. And also the one from Bobby Slayton that you did. I think that was early on.
Yeah, Bobby Slayton. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he was one of the comics that I first worked with when I started doing comedy in San Francisco back in 79. And he was the top dog in San Francisco, the pit bull of comedy, they called him back then. And he truly lived up to his name. So it was nice to hear him. He's kind of mellowed over the years. He's not doing much stand-up. He's doing a lot of voiceover work. But I've always liked Bobby as a person and as a comic. So he kind of, I thought some people kind of took him the wrong way. I thought it was a bit of an act that he was doing as the pit bull. But the guy I knew was truly sincere and actually gave me a couple of breaks early on by requesting that a club owner put me up, John Fox at the Punchline. So.
Oh, that's really nice. That's a great story, and I agree. I thought the Slayton interview, everybody go back in the archives, you'll find one with the pit bull of comedy, Bobby Slayton, and he doesn't do a lot of podcasts, so I felt really honored that he took the time to do one with me, but it was so much fun because he immediately took over. All right, Edwards, yeah. Now you, hey, Scotty, you shut up. I'm going to do all the talking.
That's Bobby.
Yeah. Well, as I go into my third season, do you have any advice for future shows or requests?
I do not. You pretty much, I think you've kind of covered or you're covering a lot of comics that have worked for you, but maybe it's time to step out and do some other comics, you know, that haven't worked for you and maybe that, weren't a part of laughs back in the day.
Yeah, you know, that's a great call, Stan, and I've been considering it. In fact, I'm kind of planning it. I was very focused on people I knew and reconnecting with people I cared about in the 80s and 90s, and like you said, learning more about them and what they're up to now. But going into the third season, I'm doing these comedy roundtables, and people like yourself have said, hey, I know so-and-so, he didn't work for you, but he'd be great for the comedy roundtable. And it got me really excited. And I've put that out to some other comics in LA. And I think we're going to get a nice mix of entertainment as we go into the third season. Well, Stan, I appreciate you being a regular listener. And of course, I appreciate you as a terrific stand-up comic and voiceover artist, but also as a friend. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, and now we have Bob Worley. And I know you know that name because he's not only a tremendous comic out of Pasadena, California, but he has been on the podcast probably more than any other entertainer, as he's my favorite go-to guy for the bonus shows. Hey, Bob, as a regular listener to the podcast that I know you are, have you had a preference towards the interview shows or the stand-up shows?
Well, Scott, as far as podcast goes, this is definitely one of them. And I really don't have a preference. I like interviews because I learn a lot about people, things that I didn't know about, which I find fascinating. Because then I can hold it over their head next time I see them.
But you enjoy the stand-up as well.
What's that?
And you enjoy the stand-up sets as well.
Oh, sure. Sure, of course I do. I mean, unless I'm not digging it.
Let me ask this, because I've been not getting the best answers. Have you heard and listened to some of the bonus shows?
I have listened to the bonus shows. I enjoy those. Those are fun because they're nice and short. So I can sit down, listen to a few jokes, and then boom, move on with my day.
Well,
I'm busy, Scott.
I know, and you're a busy man, but you've taken time out to do more of my bonus shows than anybody. We've had the you going through all the different entertainment formats. We had the comedy tip series. It's just been a joy working with you, but you have listened to them. But, have you listened to some of the other comics bonus shows, though, the short ones?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. No, that's because they actually do jokes and stuff, which I don't do, so I enjoy that. That's fun.
They were actually, well, I think you're funny, but you're right.
They were actually funny.
So, yeah. No, you're very funny. It's just, it's more, it's like in a little play as opposed to a joke. So, well, you've listened to quite a few podcasts. Have you had a favorite one?
You know, I can't really say that I had a favorite. I mean, I enjoy them all. Because like I said, I learn a little bit about each person that I didn't know about. Like the last one was that. Andy Kindler. I didn't know he played guitar. I had no idea. You know, and all this time we worked together, you know, I played the drums. I didn't know he played the guitar. We could have been jamming.
So you learned something that actually could have been implemented earlier in your existence. That's that.
Right.
You missed out on something, but you learned something.
Yeah. I mean, instead of sitting around just staring at each other, we could have been doing something, you know, creative, but no. No, you didn't let me know.
So. Well, as I move forward into my third season, any advice?
Just keep doing what you're doing, man. It's getting better each time. You know, I think more of me is what you need.
More of Bob Worley? Well, I think that's great advice, as I thoroughly enjoy every time we work together. Well, Bob, thanks for not only being a podcast listener, a podcast contributor, but has been made perfectly clear, one of my best friends in the business. And I got to say thank you for all the years of laughs that you've shared.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you still talking? Oh, yeah. Oh, whatever you said, Scott, I'm with you 100%.
All right. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon, buddy. Bye.
Adios.
Hey, and now we have Andy Gross, internationally famous ventriloquist, who has been is actually right now, I think you're in Chicago, about to go on a couple show tours, but you took a few minutes. I'd like to share your experience with the podcast as we're doing the 100th show. This is Andy Gross, ladies and gentlemen. Andy, you've been listening to the podcast. Have you been enjoying them?
I really have enjoyed them. And I tell you one thing, I couldn't believe when you told me it was number 100, because I think I did the third one with you. And I thought after I did it, I didn't think anyone would ever tune in again.
That's right. You were on the third ever episode, but it was a great interview. You're a terrific professional ventriloquist. You're obviously still very popular. You're out touring, doing shows all over the country. Now, if you've listened to a few, there's both interview shows and stand-up comedy shows. Do you have a preference?
The interviews for me are kind of interesting because, you know, you hear all the backstage and all the different information you're hearing. I mean, like I heard the Amazing Jonathan talking about stories. And to me, he was, I used to kind of look up to him as a kid. Well, he's not that much older than me, but he is older. But, you know, I would look up to him and see him perform and thought this is great to hear his stories. It was a lot of fun. I love stuff like that.
Yeah, everybody out in the audience, if you get a chance, check out the Amazing Jonathan interview, because not only was he a had his own theater in Vegas for like 12 years and has done shows all over TV and around the country. But he has been afflicted with a really terrible heart condition. And even though he was predicted to be dead like 5 years ago, he's still plugging away. So that interview is really interesting. But thanks for sharing that. Now, have you heard any of the bonus shows, the little ones I do on Wednesday?
Yeah, those are great. Those are great. I mean, I will, you know, get the internet on the airplane. So it's kind of nice. I can sit and listen to them there sometimes too. And I listened to one earlier, believe it or not, because I knew we were going to be talking. So yeah, so it's great.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I love them. I like that stuff.
I appreciate that, Andy. Now, as you said, you've heard a number of them as you travel around. Have you picked out a favorite show? You mentioned Amazing Jonathan, which is one of the popular ones. Anything else stand out?
That was one of the ones for me that stood out just because he's similar to what I do. So I like hearing all the stories. I mean, that was one of the big ones. I you know what? They really all do. They're great. They're great to hear those stories of each comedian, what they're going through, their you know, their rise and how they're handling things now. It's great. I love that.
Oh, that's I appreciate you saying that. I do think that it's nice to reconnect and find out not only, you know, how they made it through their start of the 80s and 90s, and then what they're up to these days. Now, I'm going into my third season. This is not a trick question. Do you have any advice for moving forward? Anything you want to hear or anything I should change?
It's almost like a trick question. I'm going to say not really. I really like the stuff you've been doing. I truly do. To me, just to hear the other comedians and sit back and relax and listen to this stuff is great. And I love to hear your stuff, your stories, because, you know, you helped me a tremendous amount in the beginning when I used to come up to Laughs Unlimited. It was great. That's where I really started performing. And you were nice enough to have me back and kind of watch me get better and better. I feel that I got, you know, pretty good on your stage, believe it or not. You were a big part of that. But I'm here right now. I just landed in Chicago. It's a big part of you.
Thanks.
I think doing what you're doing is great. I really do.
Well, I appreciate that, Andy. Well, you have some good shows there in Chicago, and I think you're going over to
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Well, there you go. Yep. Be sure to enjoy some of the cheese.
I will. Yes, I will.
All right. Thanks for listening to the podcast and helping support the 100th show.
I love it. Congratulations. Keep going.
Hey, and here's one of my personal favorites. Comic magician extraordinaire. In fact, comic magician of the year. It's Larry Wilson, the man behind the Wilson Method. Hey, Larry, how you doing, buddy?
If I felt any better, I'd hurt.
Well, thanks for being a regular listener of the podcast. So I've been asking everybody, do you have a preference towards the interview shows or the stand-up comedy shows?
Well, I'm going to be your worst interview here because I like it all. And I... You know, when you told me you wanted to ask me about it, I thought, well, gee, I just like it all. I think, obviously, hearing the comedy stuff is great. Hearing the interview stuff is great. You know, when I was listening to the Amazing Jonathan interview, I was surprised to learn that apparently there was a boat you used to have that you would take some of the comics out on. I never got invited out on the boat. So I would never have known this. Until I heard the interview.
Oh, geez, section. I'm caught. No,
you are caught.
The Amazing Jonathan interview was a special one. Also, there's been a couple others. Bobby Slayton has been mentioned. And Kelly Monteith, who sadly just had a stroke and is not doing well. So being able to capture those interviews and be able to share their story has meant a lot to me. But Larry, you and I are great friends. We still work together. So I appreciate that you've been listening. Now, here's a question that nobody's been able to really answer. Have you heard any of the bonus shows, the little 3 to 5 minute Wednesday comedy bits?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
I like those.
Yay!
Yes, I like those. I listen in the most unexpected and weird times. So I probably am not representative of most of the listeners. But, you know, if I had to say one thing that struck me that I was not expecting, when I listened to some of the old performance shows, I forgot how funny comedy used to be.
Oh, interesting. It has changed.
And, oh, my God, listening to it, I thought, oh, every one of these guys and girls, none of them sounded like they were trying to do anything. They were sort of acting like, well, this is just like the baseline. I've got to have jokes and be funny. And they were. They were hilarious. And listening to it, you know, brought back so many memories. I had forgotten that George Wallace was the first comic to ever perform for you. And George Wallace is the reason I met you. Because George Wallace, I know for a fact, because he told me and you told me separately. He said, oh, you ever use this guy Larry Wilson, this comic magician? He said, no. And he said, well, give him a call. That's how I got to meet you. And it was pretty soon after you just opened, because it was still at the Delta Queen.
Yeah, you and I have worked together for decades. And by the way, thank you for that. And what a joy it's been.
I mean, you and I go way, way back. But it's funny because you forget as time flows under the river. That's not really an expression. I guess as time flows under the bridge, you forget that things change subtly over time. And listening to some of these people just kind of blew my mind, how funny they were, how everybody was so focused on really listening to some of that Dana Carvey stuff. Unbelievable. Listening, it's not like I forgot these people existed. I just haven't been thinking about it. When I heard Dennis Wolfberg, I remember, you know, Dennis, sometimes people in the Midwest, sometimes people would sort of associate he and I together. And it was, I think, because of our vocabulary, because of our manner, because we sort of tried to bring a dignified, in a weird sort of way, manner to the stage. I certainly was not in Dennis Wolfberg's class. I mean,
well, I would disagree, but I agree also that Dennis Wolfberg, who sadly passed away a number of years ago, but was a true hero as far as stage comedy, because he was basically a school teacher that right. said, I'm done with these kids in high school and in junior high. I'm going to go deal with comedy club audiences.
Well, here's what's amazing.
He was really good at it.
Oh my God. He brought such an elevated personality, an elevated diction and cadence and vocabulary.
Much like you, though, Larry.
Well, you're kind. I should only be so lucky as to be in Dennis's league, because Dennis, you know, I was listening, and I remember what struck me was Dennis, for people who don't know him or haven't listened, you should look up, you know, I don't know how many different clips you have on your podcast, but of Dennis, but he does a thing where he's talking about an argument between him and someone else, where they're obviously using profanity, but he doesn't use profanity to describe the argument.
Right.
He speaks of it in such an elevated way that it becomes funnier and funnier as you hear this proper, dignified kind of guy trying to describe what is obviously an undignified verbal exchange. It's so funny. You could do this routine in a church and they would laugh hysterically. And there wasn't a single thing that was inappropriate or blue. I mean, it was genius. I mean, it was absolutely genius. And I hadn't been thinking about all those things. So, you know, as I'm talking to you now, maybe I lean towards liking the performance stuff, but that's, you know, I don't think I'm a regular type of person listening to your podcast. I'm thinking of it because these are people I knew who I spent a lot of time with. And, you know, when you're working a week with somebody, you usually hear their set over and over and over again. So it really becomes familiar to you. And to hear some of the people who are just so great, it was incredible. I mean, it was like a time machine.
Yeah. And I think you're hitting the nail on the head that it, but I liked what you said early on. Not only to me does the material still stand decades later, but it was the presentation and the type of material that it was so engaging, so relatable, and so funny. And yet it's difficult to find that in today's comedy world.
Right.
Now, as far as the podcast, different. you're a genius at putting things together, producing shows. The Wilson Method is a corporate hit. Any advice as I go into my third season?
Just keep doing what you're doing. I have to tell you, the podcast sounds so polished, sounds so professional. maybe people take that for granted.
Thank you for saying so, Larry.
Well, it's that kind of thing that the audience isn't supposed to be aware of.
That's a great compliment, Larry. I sure appreciate you stepping up and being a part of my 100th show. And I hope you and I assume you will continue to listen. And I appreciate that.
Well, yeah.
And I appreciate our longstanding friendship and how we're still working together. So
Me too. I can't believe it's 100 shows you've done, man. That's an incredible milestone. It really is.
Oh, well, thank you. It's been a real labor of love, and I appreciate all my friends like you stepping up and having this opportunity. All right. Well, we're going to move on to the next, but thanks so much, Larry.
My pleasure.
And here's Bob Stobener. Now, you may not recognize the name, but you hear his voice on each and every podcast you've listened to. So to celebrate...
That's right, Scott.
To celebrate the 100th show in going into our third season, I'm proud to present my lifetime partner, business partner, and the moderator for my podcast. It's Bob Stobener.
Thank you both. Thank you.
Bob, not only being a big participant in helping me set up the opening and closing of these shows a couple of years ago when we started this, you were also featured on a couple episodes because your life and mine was pretty intertwined back in the 80s. But aside from that, to celebrate the 100th show, I know you've listened to several of the podcasts. You've been enjoying them?
Scott, they're fantastic. Man, they're the best. I mean,
well, you don't have to sell it. These are listeners are already listening, but thanks for the sales energy. But I mean, are you preferring the interview shows or the stand-up shows? Do you have a preference?
Well, it's great to hear the interviews because that's all new stuff. And it's great to hear the stories about, you know, the comics that worked for us at the time and what they're doing now and what it was like for them back going through the crazy 80s I like everything about it. The interviews are awesome and the clips you pick out are really great because you know, really, really highlights.
Have you had a chance to hear any of the bonus shows?
You know, I haven't heard the bonus shows yet, but I did hear, which ones did I hear? I heard Paul and Phil. That was fun to catch up. You did that one quite a while ago, huh?
Yeah, but that's okay. Paul and Phil, everybody, was a radio duo and also the Answer Guys on TV, and they were one of my early interviews. But that's a great one to go back and listen to, everybody out there in podcast land, because it is a good one. Any others stand out?
Carlos Rocky was awesome.
Clayton
on. You had a bunch.
Yeah, Carlos Alazraki and Bobby Slayton are both ones that have been mentioned a few times. Carlos being on Reno 911, both the TV shows and the movie, and doing a lot of voiceover work. And then nobody's like Bobby Slayton. I mean, he just took over the interview. It was so much fun to catch up with him. So think of all the shows you've seen, was there one that was really your favorite or stood out or just generally enjoying them all?
I'm just having a great time with all of them. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I appreciate that. Not only our longtime friendship, but you also being the voice of the opening and closing of the show. And you do feel a little bit of that stardom, right?
I you know, people stop me in the street. They just stop me in the street.
Aren't you the voice on that podcast?
No, they don't ask that. They just stop me in the street.
Oh.
We just stand there
and stare at each other.
Yeah, that's right. They just caught me in the street.
Well, that's funny. Thanks for sharing that little tidbit. Hey, I'm going into my third season. This is going to be on the 100th full show. Any advice going into the next season?
Wow. Well, you put me on the spot. Do I have any advice for you going into the next season?
Well, you've been guiding me through my business success for decades. I'm sure you have some little tidbit.
Make sure your mic is on.
Okay. All right. That's good.
The whole secret to life. I can't get any deeper than that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you stepping up for this 100th show. And thanks for not only being the voice of the podcast and its promotions, but for being a long lifetime friend and actually godfather to my son. So thanks, Bob.
Oh, it's been my pressure.
Your pressure. Catch you later.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye. All right. And now we have Ben Tony. He is an old friend and a longtime professional photographer, worked with the Sacramento Bee here locally, and is a regular listener of the podcast. Ben Tony, have you had a preference of the interviews versus the stand-up comedy? What have you enjoyed most?
Well, I have to say that I enjoy the interviews most because for me, it was really great to hear from comics that I worked with years ago. In particular, I remember Lois Brockfield. That was great. She was a lot of fun, you know, back in the day when we worked together. And it was really great to hear from her and find out what she's doing, what she's up to. Several of the comics that she interviewed, it was just really great to kind of catch up with them. But some of the performances, too, I hadn't heard. You had one with Steve Bruner, who was one of my favorites, a real nice guy. Good friend, and so it was nice to hear that.
Yeah,
I think the interviews really, resonated with me the most. I've seen a lot of comedy, but I haven't heard a lot of. Even when I worked with these guys, didn't know what was going on in their lives. So it was great to hear.
Yeah, and I should explain to the listening audience that you did start off as a MC and stand-up comic for me back in the 80s, and you did transition to a full-time career as a professional photographer and recently retired. Congratulations. But you did work for me a lot back in the early days, and that's how we became acquaintances, and I've luckily had a chance to have you on the podcast, so thank you for that. Now, I do these special little short bonus shows. Have you heard any of those?
No, I haven't. Just the regular podcast.
Okay. Well, every other Wednesday, I do kind of a little 3 to 5 minute comedy throwaway. If you get a chance, check them out. Now, you mentioned Lois Bromfield. Was that kind of your favorite show?
It's the one that I remember the most because I really liked Lois. I liked her act. And it's been years since I've seen her or heard about her. And so, it was just great to hear that she was still working, doing bigger and better things than I ever thought she would be doing. And she was happy. And it was great to hear from an old friend that I hadn't seen in a while. So that one's the one that stands out in my mind the most.
Yeah, and we should let the audience know, go back and check for the interview with Lois Bromfield. She was not only a terrific comedian, she went on to fame and fortune as one of the head writers of the Roseanne Show. She's done a lot of TV writing and performing. She has since moved to Germany, and I was able to interview her while she was in Germany and catch up. And she's still performing both in England and Germany, doing stand-up comedy. And it was just exciting to have that all on her interview. But hey, Ben Tony, thanks for pointing that out. We're going and being a part of our 100th show. Any advice as we move into our third season? Don't mean to dump that on you.
No, I can't. Yes. Call me back tomorrow.
All right.
Tune in tomorrow and I'll have an answer for you.
All right. Hey, thanks for doing this and we'll see you soon, buddy. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Scott.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.